Ash Vayichi. Ash Vayichi. We have the Indian. Famous story, the famous Maisa of Yaakov Avinu coming down to Mitzrayim. He was already in Mitzrayim in the Parash Vayechi, and Yosef HaTzadik brings, or the better hears that his father is sick. He hears his father is sick, and he calls for Yosef to come down. He calls for Yosef. Yosef should bring his children down. And he says, I didn't dream of even seeing your children. It is your face to see. Now Hashem showed me your children. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu had seen his eyes were still weird, but he sees Yaakov's Yosef's children, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he asked them to come close. And yeah, he gives out a shry of thanksgiving to Kodesh Baruch Hu that I didn't think I was even going to see Yosef's face, and here I'm zoichot to see his children. So the pasuk tells us that Yosef brings the children to his father, and we know that Ephraim was the bechor. I'm sorry, Ephraim was the second one. Manasseh was the Bechor. Manasseh ben Ephraim. And Yaakov was bringing over the two children. He was bringing them over to his father. He had, as the pasuk says, Vayikar Yosef Shneim, it's Ephraim b'yaminoi. He took Ephraim in his right hand, Yosef's right hand. Ve'ez, right, Ephraim b'yaminoi, b'smoil Yisrael, which was two people lined up. So my right hand, Ben, is connected to your left hand. And my left hand is connected to your right hand. So what did he want? He wanted Yaakov Avinu to put his ikar hand, which is the right hand, on the Bechor. So in order to accomplish that, he took Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim put it in his Yosef's right hand. This would be connected to the left hand of Yaakov, which is the weaker hand. And Manasseh was the Bechor. He put Yosef in his left hand, which is connected to the right hand of Yaakov Avinu. And this is how he lined them up. And everybody knows the story, what happened all of a sudden. Yaakov Avinu goes like this. You know, he had a moment, Yosef has all lined up. Okay, perfect. Dad, I'm bringing them over. Please give them a bracha. What? What's going on? You know, the new Birkas Kehanim over here. All of a sudden he goes like this, a switch. And he puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. And Yosef gets all excited. Vayishach Yisos Yiminoi Vayoshav Rosh Ephraim Huatzor. And he's the younger one. The small Rosh Menashe. Sikel Ashiolik Menashe Abachor. The Chor, he turned around. He switched over his hand, and he gave a bracha. Vayar Yosef, says the pasuk, Yamino al Rosh Ephraim. He sees he puts on Rosh Ephraim. Vayera be'enof. Yosef gets very upset. He's very upset. So he starts, he sees the switch over, so he starts to lift his father's hands. He's lifting his father's hands. It's a wild mice over here. Yosef is lifting his father's hand like, Vayoyim Yosef Avi. Dad, I'm sorry, but Lo Yikein Avi, you got a little bit wrong, Rav. You got it wrong. He's the Bechor. Well, what's the switch over? The Bechor is Menashe. Leave you right on Menashe's head. He's a Bechor. Simeon Chal Reisha. Vayimoyin Oviv. Vayoyime Yodati B'ni Yodati. The father says, no. I know, my son. We think in our generation, we know better than the older generation. We're much smarter. We're more technically advanced. We know better than our dad. Come on, Dad, you're old fashioned already. Yeah, what are you talking about? The ice machine. You are talking about the ice machine. You know how they make ice. You know, there's two buttons you press and they fly out into your cup on the table. They parachute the ice cubes parachute out and they land directly into your cup on the table. What's going on? You're old fashioned. You know, the type of car you used to drive around. The old, Ford, Dodge, Dart. Hey, come on. That's not in, Dad. The fashion's not in. We know better. But by us, by Yidden, it's just the opposite. We understand that our elders, everything in Chazal's go to your elders. Find out what they say. Everybody knows the famous Meiser of Isai, the famous Meiser. Everybody knows it, right? With Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, he was on an airplane, and he was sitting next to a very, very, very big minister in the government. And Reb Yaakov was sitting in, like, I guess, a first class, not first world business class, or someone had upgraded him. And every few minutes, one of Rabbi Yaakov, there was a couple of Rabbi Yaakov's grandchildren on the plane. They would come over to Rabbi Yaakov, you need a drink, you need a thing. And this minister, who was a Chiloni, he was non-religious, secular Jew, was like, his eyeballs were popping out. He was so like amazed. He said, I don't understand. Like, he expressed to Rabbi Yaakov, like, this is so amazing. You know, I barely see my kids. My grandchildren, maybe on Father's Day, Grandfather's Day, a new thing they had to institute, this is the grandfather. Coming up now with the great grandfather's day because he forget about it, forget about that old senile man. You don't have to listen to him. You need the grandfather, we get a check. The old senile man, we're not getting nothing from him. He doesn't know who we are even. But so their grandfather, so I get to see my children once in a blue moon and my grandchildren. So he was like so amazed. So Yaakov says, I have a personal explanation for you. Let me ask you a question. Let me explain it to you. Very simple. You see, we believe that Torah comes from Sinai. Where does Torah came? Torah comes from Sinai. Now, if you go back to Sinai, right? If you go back to Sinai, who's closer to Sinai? Right? Your great-grandparents are closer to Sinai. They're closer back to the Messiah. So since they're closer back to the Messiah, so we respect our grandparents because they saw their grandparents, who saw their grandparents all the way back to Sinai, which is much closer. Right? So our grandparents and our elders, we respect because they're closer to the Messiah, to the giving of the Torah, which is the son of everything. So of course we respect our elders because we understand that everything comes back to Sinai. But what do you believe in Darwinism? What does Darwinism say? That man comes from ape. So the further you get back, it closer to the ape. Why should they respect you? It's such a good part. The further you go back, this guy's more like an ape. He's great grandfather. So why should I respect him? But we believe again, when those people who saw Kodesh Baruch at Sinai, they were Mekabli HaTorah. Wow, they were the first Messiah. So in Torah, the elders know better. That's why Yom Zekeinecha v'Yom L'Shal Avicha v'Yageitcha Zekeinecha v'Yom. We go back to the elders. And there Yaakov was telling him, your dad, I know. Ki gam hu yelom v'gam hu yigdol. Menashe will get big. He'll be for an arm, he'll be for a nation, and he'll get big. V'ulam, however, ochiv hakotoy yigdal mimenu. However, his younger brother will be bigger than him, greater than him. Zaro yemolegra. What's going on here? What's the shock of the Tariya to Yosef and Yaakov? What's Yaakov's answer? He'll be bigger, and he'll be bigger. But he's the Bechor right now. What do you mean he'll be bigger? How's he going to be bigger? So if you tell me, Rabbi Yisai, that he himself is going to be bigger, okay, he was a bigger Talmud Chacham, was a bigger thing, maybe. That's the point. But Rashi on the spots comments a little different. Rashi says, "Gam hu yigdam," that from Menashe, who's the Bechor, is going to come out of Yig, called a person called Gidon, that a Kurdish Muslim will make a nace for him. So that's very, very chashuv. But his younger brother, Ephraim, is going to have in his offspring a child named Yehoshua, who from him is going to come the Hancholas Oretz V'Yomlamei Torah Yisrael. He's going to be the teacher of Torah to Klal Yisrael. He's going to be the one who brings Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. That's who he's going to have, Ephraim. And that offspring, 20 dear Dormis later on, is going to be greater. So I have two questions. Which one really answers the other question, but this is the biggest soil over here. And that is, I don't understand. If you're telling me, you have Ephraim and Menashe in front of you, that Ephraim is greater than Menashe, okay, that was his answer. But obviously Yosef didn't see that. Yosef understood that both of them were equal in a certain way. And Yaakov did not deny that, because according to Rashi, what did he say? He's going to be greater than him. Why? Because he's going to have a great grandson. But didn't say now he's greater than him. But even more so, Rabbi said, what's the lashon of the pasuk? The pasuk says, he is going to become greater. What does that mean, he'll become greater? He's not him. It says, his great, 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 great grandson, Yoshua. And his great grandson, is that him? Why does the pasuk say he'll get greater? He'll have a great grandson. Okay, very nice. What does he deserve it? And if he deserves it, because it's he's better, so what is the pasuk grandson? And if what is the pasuk told him? It should say that his grandson will be great. So the answer to this yisoy, the rabbis say, is munach of the pasuk itself, and it's a big, big yisoy. This yisoy you find in the Mishnah and Ovis, Perek Dalet, Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel, Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet. The word is yisoy from Chaim Belozhe, the rabbis say, it's a very important yisoy. The yisoy is like this. The Mishnah says in Ovis like this: there were ten generations from Avram to Noach. You hear? Then there were 10 generations from Avram to Noach. The next Mishnah says, "Asor nisyonos, nisnase Avraham Avinu." 10 nisyonos, Avram was nisnase. So Reb Chaim Volozhin asked the Apostle Kasha. The first Mishnah says there were 10 generations from Noach without Avram. It doesn't say Avram Avinu. Why, when it comes to the mission of Nisyonis, it says the 10 Nisyonis that Avram, our forefather, had? Why is the emphasis on the forefather? So, Chaim Volozhin says amazing Nisyonis, but I said, listen carefully to this Nisyonis. Unbelievable thing. This is so important for us also. He says like this: Be'etzem, when we look at the 10 Nisyonis from Avram Avinu, Rabbi Zayin, we look at the 10 Nisyonis, Avram had a Nisyonis, he had a Nisyonis of, you know, he had to throw into the kitchen of age. He had a Nisyonis to kill his child. He had 10 Nisyonis. They were amazing Nisyonis. But what is it? I mean, it's very nice, but it's beautiful. But exactly, what's the point? The Nisyonis were to build Avraham Avinu, but does it have any correlation to us today? So if Chaim Volozhin says an amazing Nisyonis, and it's not only with Avraham Avinu, as we'll see in a second, but he says a big Nisyonis. He says that something that a person works on, a characteristic trait. You're going to become a Baal Chesed. You want to become a responsible person. You want to become a Vatro. person that's able to give vata. You want to become a person that's not a kasa, not an angry person. You want to be a person that's not a balgai. You want to be an onuf. Any mida that you acquire, and you really acquire it, before you have children, that mida is given over as a second nature to your children. I mean, even if you weren't born with it necessarily, but if you work on it and you acquire it, it becomes second nature by your kids. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei to prove this point. And therefore, says of Chaim V'Laj, the Mishnah, in that one word of Avinu, is telling us an amazing fact. That all the Asuras Yisrael that Avram went through, Avada, they were his Avada, they're his acquisition, but they're also his legacy to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael all inherited. We, because Avram is our forefather, we inherited these great midos that Avram acquired through his Nisyonis. And therefore he says, people out there love to come to Israel. They want to come to Houston, Texas. He's driving. He's wearing a cowboy hat. He barely knows he's Jewish. Bob Weinstein with his cowboy boots. And he walks into a travel agent. I want to go to Israel. And I want to get that free t-shirt. I love Israel. And they're coming. These Yidden are coming to Israel. They barely know they're Jewish. They're coming on birthright. And this and that. What are they coming here for? What's the big thing? What's the big feeling to come to Israel from? Everybody wants to go. Any people that are living in America, they have this urge to go to Eretz Yisrael. Where does that come from? Why do Yisrael have to go? She would say, you know, they have it because it's the Jewish homeland. But it's not the only thing. It's much more than that. We are offspring. We are the continuation, the legacy of Avraham Avinu, who had the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha, to go to Eretz Yisrael. And when he accomplished that mission, he not only did an unbelievable thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he ingrained in his DNA, he became part of the DNA of Abraham, our forefather, that Yidden are going to love to come to Eretz Yisrael. Yidden have to have this dream, and this thing, we just want to be in Eretz Yisrael. We'll do anything to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Yidden are known to make Moise Nefesh for their lives, where they give up their lives. A Kiddush Hashem, for example. Yidden in the Holocaust, who barely know they were Jewish, sang, screamed out Shema Yisrael, and gave up their lives. A Kiddush Hashem, where does that come from? Through the generations. Where does that come from? It's like one person came over, I don't see the big goddess of Avraham Avinu. Look at all the Yidden did it all the generations. Kippish! The other way around, because Avram went through that Nisoyah, he ingrained it into our DNA that we're ready to be Moshe Nefesh. And the fact that Yidden, says Rav Chaim V'Lajon, have this thing called Gam Zul Teiva, Gam Zul Teiva, Gam Zul Teiva, but so where does that come from? Yidden say, ah, oh, it's for the best. The worst thing happened, I lost all, it's all for the best. Everything's in the best. So it's good. Come to the Toiva. Where's that come from? Come to the Toiva. I heard Goyim saying, you know, the guy, you know, got six flat, all these flat tires. He said, come to the Toiva. You ever hear Goyim say, you know, every other word is a, you don't want to say it. You ever heard a Goyim say, it's for the best. You hear that? It's for the best. His house window, somebody threw a rock through. That's for the best. I wish to use a hole in the house. It's a little warm in here. You know, free air conditioning. To the best. You ever heard anybody say that? We don't hear that. But Yidden, it's not crazy things. Car broke down. It's come to the Toiva. He missed the plane. Come to the Toiva. He missed his plane. Come to the Toiva. What's the shadow person? Where's that come from? It's up there. Avram came, and the song, he came to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody thinks, who was the first one to say come to the Toiva? He has to go around the room. Everybody will tell you, Lippa. Lippa was the first one. But the Gemara says, it came, the Gemara ties from, where's it come from? A place that famously everybody knows, there was a Nochem Ish Gamzu. But we don't realize, before Nochem Ish Gamzu, the boy said, He was old Abe! Hey, Avraham Avinu! And he came, one of the sermons supposedly says, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a famine. Everybody, you know what, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote off Baaretz. And what could Avraham be thinking at that moment? The boy said, Hashem told me, Lech lecha mi'aretz lecha, v'omer la'aretz lecha, v'beis avicha la'aretz, why v'shom esch l'goy godol, you'll make money, you'll be rich. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine, there's a raw, there's no money, he doesn't have any money to pay for the inn. What should you have said at that moment, boys? You know what Avraham said? Before Lipa, it was Nachum Ish Gamzu. And before the Nachum Ish Gamzu, Avraham Avinu, boys said, says of Chai Veloshin, the Inn of Gamzu, the Toiva, that was a legacy to Avraham Avinu. And he acquired it, he put it into our DNA, that he didn't, it went over to the generation and landed in a very... And it continued through the generation that even today say Gamzu L'Toyva. Because when a person goes through Nisoya, and a person works hard, and acquiring a Midah, it becomes his DNA, and it becomes second nature by his children. You see that, Rabbi. You see these people that are Baalei Chesed, they love to do Chesed. You go into their house, the kids, a three-year-old kid, can I get you anything, please? Mata, mata, tzarich. Kid goes by and gives a $50 bill, he doesn't come to the door. And what he sees his father just gives and gives and gives, he becomes second nature by him. And a guy sees his father very stingy, it's also the bad business also becomes second nature of us. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, Avodah Zarah Yitzhak, that the Gemara that you're not allowed, the Gemara says, the Gemara dashes the pasuk. Anybody know what a Moshe of Leitzim is? So what goes on? Second, no. Anyway, but Moshe of Leitzim, you know what a Moshe of Leitzim? People sitting around just wasting time, doing joking around, joke. So Gemara says, Ashri Ha'ish, who's Ha'ish? Avraham Avinu. Asher Lo Yholach Batz Rishroim. Over Moshe of Leitzim Lo Yosha, says the Gemara, who is that? He didn't stay by the Plishtim. He got out of their land. Because the Plishtim are Moshe of Leitzim. They're jokesters. So the Gemara says, how do we know the Plishtim are Moshe of Leitzim? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. That in the time of Shimshin, anybody knows the story of Shimshin? Samson and Delilah, and basically the movie. Anyway, Shimshon was a Gibor Otzer, and he was a prophet. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, Shimshon, at that time, it says, the Pasuk says, remember, it's a puzzle at that time that they try to make joking and they try to tease Shimshon. They blinded him, and everybody jumps up. That famous song, you know, what's the song again? I don't know what that's talking about. He's jumping around like no one knows what the song's about. Different problem. People, they sing songs. They don't know, like, you know, they don't know what the words mean. People, there's a lot of songs in these chassidus that people, you know, they're jumping around. They're so into, they don't know what the song means. No shyness. Like, we talk about, like, you know, like peanut butter and jelly. Who knows what the song's about? That's jumping into the song. You know, like, he doesn't know what it means. You know, vina tzla, what is it? We don't even know what that's talking about. So why is that jumping around when he sings the word? He doesn't know what it's saying. He's saying that, you know, I should go now and, you know, and, you know, lose all my money. He doesn't know what he's saying. You know, like, the guy's jumping around. There's a story with Shimshon when they blinded him, the Plishtim. They took him around the circus over there, and they blinded him, and they took him to the walls, and he pushed down the pillars, and the whole thing collapsed. But he asked for Kosh Baruch to give back his strength. They had taken away by cutting his hair. But that's not for now. I'm just saying, but the story of Shimshon was that it says that the start of the Plishtim, that they were jokesters. The Gemara is mamish one of the most hardest Gemaras to understand. The Gemara says, Avraham, do not sit with the Plishtim, who are Leitzim. How do we know the Plishtim are Leitzim? Which Plishtim? The Plishtim in the time of Avraham. Avraham said, Avraham didn't sit with the Plishtim, because they were Leitzim. How do you know they were Leitzim? The Gemara brings a pasuk in the time of Shimshon. First, I have a small question. There's a little historical problem over here. The Gemara is trying to bring a proof that Avraham didn't sit with the Plishtim. And because they were late. How do you know Plishtim were late? Because the Gemara brings a pause that at the time of Shimshon, the Plishtim were late. You know how many doors later that was? What does that have to do with Avraham? The answer is that we find in the grandchildren, in the doiris, we find their legacy, leitzonis, must be that there's a makor, there's a shurish from earlier generations. That's the Raya of the Gemara. The center of destiny. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Sam, at the end of the day, we see from here unbelievable yisoy, that the midos and the characteristic traits and the things that we acquire, it gets passed down to the DNA, and who knows, five generations later, it will pop out. And all of a sudden you'll see this guy, a great grandson of this great, of this rabbi, someone who's unbelievable, where did it come from? How did he get the koyach? How did he become so great? Terence is, it's in his DNA from his great grandfather. And it's such an important story. What do you want to be masked with this story? You want to be masked shot in this parasha. Yosef comes over with his two children, Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe the Bechor, Ephraim's the second. He doesn't deserve the bracha. Ephraim of Bechor, of the higher bracha. He's not the Bechor. And in his eyes, Yosef sees two tzaddikim from him. Now we know. Simcha Elohim Kefraim Chomanashe. You see why we say Ephraim wasn't the first. La 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 la. You say, right? Kefraim Chomanashe. We give a bracha to both. We want our kids to be like a man. Every year better, they were both tzaddikim. Because of this parish, we put Ephraim before Menashe. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, they were both tzaddikim. And Yosef saw them both as tzaddikim. And he brought them over, that if they're both in the same. Says Yaakov, Yosef, one second. You see in front of you, I always give the marshal like this. You have two plants, but two saplings. Somebody who's not a botanist, somebody who doesn't know anything about plants, will say they'll grow to the same size. Yeah, because you see two baby saplings, two baby plants. But somebody who understands the nature of the soil, the nature of this plant, he will know that this plant is going to rise much higher. He can see exactly what the makeup. He understands because he knows botany. He understands what's the deep makeup of this and how high it can really grow. Shaking, someone who doesn't understand just sees two saplings, I think they'll be equal. If you ask me, they'll be equal. Someone who understands, this was the thing. Yosef put them over, give us two saplings. If they equal, Menashe deserves the bracha. Says Yaakov, oh, I see deep. Yaakov, you know, boy, what did he see? He was bigger than the biggest Kabbalist. He saw deep into the Amkus of it. He says, I know Yosef. I know that they're both going to be chashim. I know that from this sapling, from this child Menashe, you're going to see great, great things. He's going to have a great grandson, Gideon, who's a nace is going to happen to him. And that's because that the nature of Gideon is already ingrained in this grandfather, in Menashe, because what he did. He brought about Kiddushim Shemayim through his Avodah. Menashe was one who went around and he was involved in the Malchus. So he brought around Kiddushim Shemayim. And that will continue on, be his name later on. But Ephraim, who Rashi says earlier, was Mishamish Yaakov Avinu. He was Mishamish Tamid Chacham. What's going to come out from that? Something much greater. A Yehoshua. Yehoshua, the leader of Klal Yisrael. And it's so beautiful, this part, Rabbi Isai. Because everybody knows, what was Yehoshua's great midah, Rabbi Isai? Lo Yomush Mitocha Ol. He was the greatest Mishamish Tamil Chacham there was in the generation. Or ever, maybe in the history, or ever, the world, ever. He was Mishamish Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did that Koyach of Shemesh Tamil Chacham come from, Rabbi Isai? You know where it came from? Ephraim, who is Mishamish Yaakov Avinu. Nimsa Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable Zach! That Yaakov Avinu was saying, I know! I understand! I see great people, tzaddikim in front of me! But I see much deeper, Yadati b'ni Yadati! I know what you're saying, what you're thinking! But who deserves the bracha of the Bechor? Who deserves the bracha of my bracha? Who deserves to be the one to get the greater bracha? Ephraim. because from Ephraim, I'm going to see the result of his greatness right now. Of his greatness is going to come out of Yehoshua. So you say, what does that do with him? Because as few would say, it's beautiful. Because the DNA that created such a Yehoshua is this great Yid called Ephraim. And that's who Yigdal. Now as we're doing the pasuk, he will wax great. He. What do you mean he? Is that him? Right? It's Yehoshua. What does it do with him? The terrence is, in Yehoshua is a chesed of Ephraim. And from that great midah of Ephraim is going to become an unbelievable tree, Yehoshua, who's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael through the koyach of Shemesh Tavidah. What do we take from this Orisa? The take is something so great of Orisa. The person in yeshiva was that. And sometimes, you know, of course I come to you, I want to grow. What else am I doing here if not growing? Child, what you're growing, that's a different child. But if not here for growing, what am I doing here? A person says this. I'm sure here for growing. Ooh, that's what I'm coming here for. But Lemaisa, it's a tedious day. It's a day in, day out. It gets repetitive and repetitious, and doing the same thing every day. And sometimes the person doesn't have that chizuk, that push, that power to be consistent and to work on himself and to continue going. And we say a vort for this reason. Sometimes it's not enough. You say, okay, but say, no, I want to try. Everything has to do something with try in there. But at the end of the day, it doesn't end up happening like I really want. But the person realizes that whatever I accomplish with myself, this is going to be my legacy. All the generations after me, they're going to reap the reward. The children, the grandchildren, everybody that comes out from my midos, from what I accomplish, from how I build myself. If I'm good and I work on a certain midah, and I conquer that midah, it becomes part of my DNA. And it becomes second nature, Chaim Volozhin says, by the children, the grandchildren. And if I have a certain type of midah that's negative trait, it's going to be given over second nature to our children. They're going to have, again, it's not that they can't overcome it, it's just anybody can, but it's so much more difficult. So when a person realizes that, it's a whole different outlook of what I'm doing now. I'm not just building myself. I'm creating a tree. Everybody knows these, you know, going to all these houses. A family tree. Grandpa Shem. On the bottom, you know, with Grandma Sarah. And then on top is this and that. And it's, oh, it's such a beautiful family tree. And we look at it very nice, a beautiful family tree. Then, yeah, who was the great grandfather? Oh, George. We remember him with the handlebar mustache. He fought in the Civil War. He was the only Jewish chaplain. What do we get from the family tree? We look at it as a nice historical thing. Who lived here, who lived there. He knew President Lincoln. You know? He used to sell President Lincoln kosher bread. Who cares? I mean, it's very nice to do, right? But it's much more than the family tree. That great-grandfather. He's giving you a lot of your DNA, a lot of your makeup, who you are, your characteristics, your midos, the second natures that you have, whether to be kind, whether to be not kind, are coming from that thing. So you say, okay, Rabbi, good shmooze. What does that do with me? The Torah is that you're also making your family trees. And one day, Rabbi said, in your great-grandchild's home, it says, say, Rabbi Ben Sion learned an apple bounce. That's why I have an apple tree for the family tree. And that Ben Sion, it won't be just, the family tree will just be a heirloom. But deep inside those children and grandchildren, will be the characteristic traits of Hasmodin Torah, of Midas Torah, of Yerushalayim, of chesed, of being a good person, what could be in their heart, stinginess, gaiva, achzorius. It depends on what we do with our lives. The family tree won't only just be how many offspring that we have, it'll also be the legacy that we give over, like Avraham Avinu did. And this is something that we have to realize is now we're establishing. The Be'iri says, I always say over the Chazal, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara says in Soita, Gemara has a stira. Gemara says that 40 days, everybody's going to like this thing because we talk about Chiduchim. So 40 days before you're born, Rabbi Yisai, it says in the Gemara that's predestined who you're going to marry. That's what it says, boys. 40 days before, it's pulled out. Who are you going to marry? Socha. Belchbaum for Miriam Takavovitz. Bing. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara says, "Ein mizavin laodam el lefi ma'isav." Hashem only mizavik them lefi ma'isav, according to their deeds. So the Gemara asks, "What's going on over here? Is it according to your deeds?" And Rashi says, "If you're a tzaddik, then you get a tznua." Rashi says inside the base. If you're a tzaddik, you get a tznua. If you're a rasha, you get a prutza. That was very interesting to know that when you want to describe the godliness of a woman, it doesn't say a tzaddik, it says a tznua. That's the highest level of a great woman, she's a tznua. So tzaddik for a tznua, a rasha for a... So, Lamai says, so the Gemara answers, yes, so what's going on? Is it predestined before whatever you're going to be, that's who you get, potluck? Or is it for who you are? So the Gemara says, loy kasha, kan beziva grishoyim, kan beziva shame. One's perfect beziva grishoyim, one's perfect beziva shame. So the kasha is, Lamai says, comes out very straight. The only guy who gets married twice, second time, that's ziva. So it's only apropos, this whole Gemara, the feed maisa, if you're excited, you get. You get. If you're a tzaddik, you get a tznua. If you're so a lot of Rishonim love, but there's a Me'iri insert that says that Zivig Rishon and Zivig Shein don't mean first marriage and second marriage. Zivig Rishon, he says that there are different stages of a person's life. Till 20 years old, says the Me'iri, you have a certain thing called the Zivig Rishon. It's something that when you get 20. It goes into a different matzah called Zivik Shein. This is the half of the Me'iri. It's a different stage of life. So if you get married before 20, so I always say, a guy with bad meters, get married before 20, because you get pot love. You know, otherwise, it's bad news. So, those of you who are over 20, you better change your meters, or else, see you some other time. But anyway, the Maisa, but at the end of the day, what do we see here? The Maisa, that you see, just in that Gemara, we see that the way you are, Rabbi Yisrael, affects who you're going to marry, according to the Gemara. It's who you're going to marry. And the way you are, Rabbi Yisrael, affects the Goyris. So when you're in Beis Medrash, and when you're in Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael, which, what are you doing here, Rabbi Yisrael? We can't always ask that question. We're not paper cups. And even paper cup has a purpose. We're human beings with minds. And God created us to do something in this world. He created us for something, right? He's the Almighty, probably has a purpose. You gotta guess what we're doing here. What are we doing at this? What am I doing here? What I come here for? It's yeshiva.
I came to yeshiva for everybody.
What did you come to yeshiva for? Obviously, the answer to the right answer should be, I came to yeshiva because I wanted to do something in life. And yeshiva is a place where I'm going to learn what the right way to live, the right way to accomplish, to work on myself, on my characteristic traits. But today, we emphasize at a major point. The place that the characteristic traits that you acquire, the characteristic traits that you work on, the things that you work, you become, and that only takes a bunch of true work. All the things that I work on, learning how to be happy with my lot, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, to be happy, not to be a complainer, not to be a person that's negative, not to be a person that's angry, not to be a person that's stingy, not to be a person that's all these things. And I learned how to be open, I learned how to be giving, I learned how to be merciful. I learned how to be. All these things that boys say, if you work on yeshiva, it's not going to happen later on. You're around Rabbeinim, you're around Torah. Torah gives these guidelines. Torah preaches to us the midah to be an onav, the midah to be not a gaivadik. This is what the Torah teaches us. It refines the individual. You know what you get from that, boys? You know what you become from that? The Torah refines us if we let it to become that perfect person or the best that we can be, but not for ourselves, boys. The legacy. The legacy. What's going to be the second nature? By the generations! Do it! The shmooze today, not don't do it for yourselves only, but realize you gotta get up in the mornings! You gotta plow through the day! You gotta work on yourselves! Because you gotta leave over the legacy of wisdom. You gotta make that family tree. That every all the generations after which have those unbelievable characteristic traits. The day you should be Bali Goyim Mechasodim. The day you should be Bali Shammai Meshamshi Tamil Chomim. The day you should be great people in their aura. You can affect that. According to the Chaim Elohim, I can make it second nature. How? By me withstanding my nisyonis. By me acquiring the characteristic traits. It becomes a chegah of my DNA. And the generations afterwards will always benefit. That great accomplishment, that great grandpa, Yaakov Belchbaum, accomplished in Applebaum in 2013. Rabbi Isaac, do it for your legacy. Not only for yourselves, if you can't do it for yourself, you want to do it for yourself, but sometimes think out of the picture, out of the box a little bit. You're not only doing what you're doing now for yourselves, but it's for generations upon generations. Whatever you accomplish, those offspring, it could be five generations down, will have that characteristic that you inherited to everyone. What a great accomplishment in your life when you can leave over such a legacy. We should be zoichel to realize this. Be zoichel be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. To continue to use out that days in Yeshiva B'Yisrael. We're holding a few months. Everybody says, yes, 3 months that woman. It flies by like a night. I just remember saying, Hashem, whoever gives the other year, and Yom Kippur, we're holding a few months after that, everybody. So I remember the Elzman opened up. How we opened up the Elzman. It's mamish, almost 4 months. The same amount of time that elapsed between then and now is what is less is left, everybody. So you turn around, we're holding our Sarah Batavis almost, and then you turn around to Shvat and other Olive, and then that's it. It's time to go home. Dun, 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 dun. Get on the plane, we're going home. And sure to get a seat with a really nice movie screen. So let's reserve those guys that reserve a ticket. Yeah, go around. I was speaking to the travel agent. You know, now people are by the travel agent, making their tickets after Purim. People are talking about going home already after Purim. There's a lot of time to accomplish our boy side, but before you know it, let's make it a boy side. The time that we have left, let's put in our hours, put in the work, and accomplish our boy side. Not only for ourselves, but for our legacy. That these great midos and these great things that are all we were given over, we successfully pass it down. To see the end of that chain. Shia Tzikenu.